今日 JNET から4人の学生さん来ていただいてるんですけれども、最初ちょっと、この JNET っていうのがどういうグループなのかっていうとこから聞いてみようと思います。まあソーラン節踊ってたり祭りをやったりするっていうのは分かってるんですけれどもまあどういう目的の団体なのかっていうことを聞いてみたいと思います。So, can you guys tell us about what JNET is and what kind of things you do?
Sure, sure. So, JNET is meant for bringing together both the Japanese people on campus and also the students here that are interested in Japanese culture or, you know, a lot of different things about Japan. Different people are interested in, some people are interested in Japanese music.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are interested in watching anime and reading manga.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to go to Japan in the future, are interested in the language. So we all come together as part of JNET.
Mm-hmm. I see.
JNET stands for Japan Intercultural Network. So we organize some Japanese events to provide students chance to experience Japanese culture on this campus. Because we are the only active Japanese Japan-related club on campus.
I see. And you are one of the registered student organizations at the U of
I? Yes.
Okay. So, JNET, その学生、まあ日本でいうところのサークルみたいなものですけれども、大学の学生オーガナイゼーションで大学に登録しているそういう学生団体で、日本に興味を持っている人とか、まあそうですね、いろんな方向からアニメとか漫画とかもそうだし、日本に行きたい、将来日本に行きたいっていう思ってる人とかもそうだし、あと日本人の学生とか日本人の人、そういった人がその一緒に来ることができる場とか、そういうイベントを作ろうっていう、そういう感じのグループなんだそうです。
以前、今日から3年目と言いましたけども、最初の年によく来てくれたアレックスさんも JNET だったに、入ってたと思うんですが、アレックスさんは AKB48 のすっごいファンで、もう喋りたいんだけど我慢して我慢して、喋り出したら止まらないからどうしようみたいな感じで、いつも J-POP を紹介してくれたんですけど、遥かなショーで、皆さん今日のサラさん、アレンさん、ジュリーさん、須藤さんはそれぞれどんな日本に関心があるのかな、聞いてみたいんですけど、リュウタさんよろしく。
Okay, so she wants to ask each of you guys, what aspect of Japan you're interested in, or what part of Japanese culture or language that you're interested in?
Well, for me, I'm very interested in the language as well as the music, as well as like the animation. I'm very into the pop culture as well as the music and the language, so.
I'm interested in Japanese music and also drama, and I also like to read Japanese detective fiction. Like, it's
detective
really fun.
Fiction.
I'm interested in, like everyone else, watching a little bit of anime, reading a little bit of manga. Along with that, I'm also studying Japanese in school right now. And I just like anything really, Japanese, really.
I really actually got interested in Japan by video games made from Japanese companies, and that actually led me to be more interested into basically Japanese music and also as well as the Japanese language, because after basically trying to read translations of it, I would like to actually try to read the Japanese itself and actually try to understand it myself.
Those who said you listen to Japanese music, can you tell us what kind of Japanese songs you listen to, who you listen to?
Well, I mainly listen to J-pop and a little bit of J-rock. I listen to a lot of Johnny's Entertainment, so like SMAP and whatnot. I'm also very much into Crystal K. I also like Utada Hikaru. And that's what I mainly listen to nowadays. So.
Yeah, Yeah, I was brought into Japanese music by my drumming teacher, because when I started to learn how to play drums, my teacher told me, oh, you should listen to Yui. And yeah, that's how I started. And then I was into, now I really like Tokyo Jihen. Yeah, like even though they disbanded, but yeah, I really like Shinaringo. Yeah.
So I guess my kind of main type of music is kind of a little bit different from everyone else. Mine's a bit more of an instrumental music. So one's that the original game that I actually started was basically a game called Toho. And so basically most of the music from Toho are basically instrumental music, no singles, no anything, but basically so those are, it's kind of like basically just OSTs, and so those are the kind of music that I listen to the most.
I listen to a lot of different kinds of music, even in Japanese. I listen to both J-pop and J-rock. Some of the artists I like are Ikimono Gakkari and Red Wimps and One OK Rock.
Yeah, yeah. I love One OK Rock.
Too.
Most popular.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
Kyari?
Like
Kyari Pamyu.
Oh yes, we played Kyari Pamyu Pamyu a couple of times on the show too. So I guess she wants to know how you get to know Japan, how you get interested in Japanese culture, things like that. I guess some of you guys already told us about it, but.
Yeah, when I was younger, there was a show that used to come on TV called Inuyasha, and it was an anime that came on at the time, but it really had a lot of traditional aspects of Japan, and it just made me look more and more into the culture, and from there, I just really wanted to learn the language, and then my sister also provided me with some, like, J-pop songs from different video games she would play or from what she heard from her friends. So I looked it up, and I looked it up on YouTube, and from there it just kind of blocked.
I remember the first time I got to know Japanese culture, even though I didn't realize, when I was like 6 or 7 years old, and I was in China, and there was a channel. They played Japanese cartoon, like anime, every day, so I was watching Sailor Moon every day. Yeah, and I asked my mom to record the show if I missed it. So yeah, I first started to like know Japanese culture.
I think, like everyone else, I started learning a little bit about Japanese culture through anime. Later on, you know, I kind of explored different cultures of the world, and I found that Japan's culture is a very nice culture, and you know, maybe someday I want to live in Japan, so that ignited the interest.
I guess for me, what really started it all was basically, I guess, doing elementary school. I actually had like a few friends that were also with me in class, because I was kind of illiterate in English back then, and so I had a few Japanese friends then. So basically, I visited a house, and then they started speaking Japanese. They introduced me to Japanese games. So, yeah, I guess it kind of all started out from there. And then that's basically how I got aware of Japanese culture. But I didn't really pay too much attention to that until later into like middle school, when I started exploring a bit more. But yeah, that's kind of how it started for me.
まあ、日本人の友達がいて、そこから日本のゲームをやるようになって、そこからさらに興味を持ったとか、あとはアニメで一番最初に触れたとかですね。あのサラさんが言ってた犬夜叉っていうアニメは、あの妖怪とかが出てくるんですね。So, what do you think, or what do you find, among the Japanese songs or anime or games that might be different from American games or Chinese games or whatnot, or Chinese songs, American songs?
Well, in terms of the music, just looking more into the translation, and I'm learning Japanese myself as for myself, but just looking more into the translations, I just like the imagery that the songs portray, as opposed to some mainstream American songs. Not all are bad, but it's harder to find a song with a nice meaning as opposed to like in Japanese. So I really like the song meaning.
And for Japanese games or something, they always come up really cute images that other countries don't have, like Lila Kuma or those images. Like that's, I think only Japan has those images. Mm. Yeah, it's really unique and attractive.
Kawaii character.
I agree with Julie. I feel like whenever I listen to Japanese music or I watch anime, there's always an underlying idea of everyone being very nice to each other or everyone being very kind. I mean, of course, it's not true for all anime, but some types of anime, they have the characters being very kind to each other, being very polite, very well-mannered, and I like that. I found that that would be something that I would like to be like.
Yeah, and also, I feel nowadays, since American music is, like, all around the world, every country try to imitate what American music does. But in Japan, they are, like, when you listen to it, you feel like they have their own style. They make it really unique instead of just imitating American music. Yeah.
One thing I also kind of found a little bit more common in Japanese games than, I guess, American games is that they usually tend to base off games of, like, using ideas such as, basically, legends or myths, like, basically, back in the the traditional times, like, before the modern Japan. It's just something I found kind of rather interesting that you would actually think about, like, the past or, like, the history of something and basically refer to that as something that's, like, related to the current modern days.
So, move our focus a little bit and talk about this upcoming Matsuri event. How long have you guys, the JNet, doing this Matsuri for? When did you guys start doing it?
Since I'm junior, I was in JNet only for 3 years, but I checked the Facebook. I think they started pretty early because I saw there are pictures from 2006. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think this event started really early. Like, this is our special annual event. Yeah.
Have you guys been to one of those Matsuri in Japan or the one that's done in the U.S.?
Unfortunately, I haven't been to one in Japan, but when I was very younger, me and my family went to Washington, D.C. for their Sakura Matsuri, for their cherry blossom viewing. Yeah, it was really beautiful. I remember pictures that I took from it.
Any one of guys?
No. We didn't really
get a chance to go to Japan and join the Matsuri. But I hope one day. Yeah, I want to see the fireworks at night.
So where did you guys learn or got ideas about the Matsuri in general? Have you seen it in TVs or in anime, manga, or just by attending one of the JNet Matsuri?
The Matsuri is a tradition that's been going on for many years. So a lot of the stuff, we just look for previous members who know how Matsuri has been going and we learn from them what should be done in Matsuri here. Mm-hmm. Though along the way, we have looked and seen Matsuri in anime and manga, in songs, in lots of different aspects of Japanese culture. Mm-hmm. And so we've brought in stuff from those mediums into our own Matsuri.
Mm. Yeah, and since I watch a lot of Japanese drama, I always seen those scenes in Matsuri in drama. Mm-hmm. I remember like those girls like or boys ask the girls, "Hey, do you want to go watch the firework in summer with me?" Like that, like ask for a date. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Matsuri features very big in those dramas and some of the anime stories, I think. So interesting. Because, from listening to your description of this plan, I mean, this Matsuri event, it looks pretty much like a very traditional, authentic Matsuri. So, yeah.
Just we don't have the traditional dance, which is, it's a pity.
Yeah.
Because I know in Japan, people dance, like they dance a lot in Matsuri. Mm. Yeah, with the music.
Oh, yeah, and especially in the summer festival, it's called Bon Odori.
Oh,
but, there are like, sets of traditional dance, Japanese dance music, and like, dances people do.
And one thing I have to say is, from what I've noticed, at least from watching videos on YouTube, is that Matsuri is best done with as many people as possible. So yeah, it feels much better if there are a lot of people there. So if you're free and you have time, please come to make the whole thing better.
Yeah, we are trying our best to present people from UFI Matsuri, like how Matsuri looks like in Japan. So yeah, please come.
そうですね。このジェネットの祭りっていうのはもうずいぶん前からやってて、まあ、ジェネットの伝統みたいになっている 1年で一番大きい行事の一つで、それでまあ年々いろんな要素も足してきて、結構その説明を聞いてる限りでは本物っていうとおかしいですけど、全て本物なのでのお祭りっぽいですよね。で、まあ、大勢の人がいた方が当然お祭りって盛り上がるので、ぜひ皆さん来週の土曜日は来てくださいっていうことですけれども。Do you guys do other events other than this Matsuri as JNET?
Matsuri is one of our biggest events because we usually also have fashion show in fall semester. Yeah, and we also had Japanese New Year's party like the beginning of this semester, and we had host club. And we also do a lot of fundraising. We sell Japanese food on quad to raise money.
そうですね。だいろんなお正月とかファッションショーとかあとホストクラブとか、いろんな行事をやってて、あとたまにそのファンドレイジングのためにクワッドで日本食食べ物売ったりしてるそうですけれども。
じゃあ最後にもう一度祭りの宣伝をしてください。
Yeah, so like we said, our Matsuri will be on Saturday, April 13th, at the University of Illinois on the Anniversary Plaza. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and that's basically the main quad. And like we said, there'll be a lot of Japanese food like okonomiyaki, onigiri, things of the sort, lots of fun games, and we also have a raffle there. So you should definitely stop on by sometime between there and come to our event.
Yeah, and it's mom's weekend, so bring your mom.
はい、ありがとうございます。土曜日なので子供さんとかと一緒にも行ってもすっごい楽しいんじゃないかなと思います。はい、今日はありがとうございました。ジェネットの皆さん、
Thank you.
ありがとう。
それでは週末急に暖かくなってきそうですが、春の季節をゆっくり味わえる週末でありますように。来週また同じ時刻に遥かなショーでお会いできますように。 J ネットの皆さんもまたぜひ来てくださいね。はい、 WRFU is an open forum for the Yamano Champagne community. Views expressed as those of the speakers and do not represent WRFU Yamano Champagne Independent Media Center or the Yamano Socialist Forum. Thank you very much for listening to 遥かなショー from WRFU Yamano. This is a time for ending. We will see you next Friday at the same time. Have a good weekend. See you then. Bye-bye.